Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Freedom for George Santos. The disgraced former congressman walked out of a New Jersey prison last night after President Trump commuted his sentence.
And I am forever grateful to President Trump for what he's done.
George Santos's attorney, Joseph Murray, praised President Trump, saying Santos was being held in prison in protective custody, away from everyone.
Because of death threats, they acted swiftly to move him into protective custody. However, protective custody is in something called the SHU, 23 hours a day lockdown.
On Truth Social, the president wrote, George Santos was somewhat of a rogue, but there are many rogues throughout our country that are not forced to serve 7 years in prison.
So thankful to all the people that rallied to his support.
The U.S. Attorney's Office, which prosecuted the fraud case, had no comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Reaction pouring in. St. Peter's University political scientist, Professor Emeritus Alan Sanders, tells 1010 Winds.
George Santos has only served 3 months of his 7-year sentence, and after 3 months, the president has decided, apparently for political reasons, which he indicated in his tweet, that George Santos was going to be commuted. His sentence was going to be commuted. That is shocking, and I think you've got some New York Republicans who are also equally shocked.
Democrat Robert Zimmerman, who ran against Santos in 2022, told 1010 Winds.
Every citizen who respects and believes in law and order should be disgusted and outraged by the actions taken by Donald Trump, because it's an affront to the rule of law in our country, and it reflects just how lawless the Trump administration is.
Santos himself has not yet spoken. Stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest developments. ICE arrests outside a Times Square migrant hotel this week. Media reports say this happened Thursday on a crowded sidewalk on West 44th near the Row Hotel, where more than 800 migrant families are staying. Video shows agents, some of them in vests identifying them as FBI or Homeland Security, dragging several people away in handcuffs and putting them in unmarked vehicles as passersby snarl expletives. The mayor's office says the agents did not enter the shelter, which would have required a warrant, and they say they weren't involved and the city hall is actively investigating. Homeland Security claims two of the men arrested are members of a Venezuelan gang. One man's partner disputes that. The Row Hotel is one of only four migrant hotels left in the city as numbers taper off and people move into the homeless shelter system. Today is a day of demonstrations across much of the city and the country. Some 2,700 No Kings protests are planned opposing Trump administration policies. As many as 100,000 people could march in the five boroughs alone. It is the second No Kings protest. Our revolution organizer Joe Mark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because Toast 1010 wins, they are sending a message to the president.
He said the other day, oh, I'm not a king. He's certainly behaving like one. He's certainly framing the people who are exercising their constitutional right to protest as if they are committing a crime.
Donna Lieberman, executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, says the message is clear.
Our demands are hands off. Hands off the cities. Don't come into New York. We don't need you. We don't want you.
Main demonstration in Manhattan steps off at 11 a.m. from Father Duffy Square. There are also protests in the other four boroughs and dozens across Long Island, New Jersey, and the northern suburbs. Of course, 1010 Winds will bring you full coverage as the day unfolds, so stay with us for the latest. Police have their suspect in two Upper West Side garbage fires that spread to parked cars.
38-year-old Michael Patterson is also facing charges for four similar arsons earlier this month on the Upper East Side. He was released without bail. Ed Rogan's Mini Cooper was among two cars severely damaged overnight here on West 77th Street.
I really don't know what happened. I think he set fire to garbage, and then it set fire to this car, and then melted the backside of my car. But I'm glad they found him so that he won't do it again.
Police say 40 minutes after setting this fire, Patterson torched a trash can near 82nd and Columbus. There was little damage done there and no injuries. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
It's going to be very, very hard for Andrew Cuomo to become the next mayor if Republican Curtis Sliwa stays in the race. That from the independent candidate himself as he courted conservative voters on Sid Rosenberg's WABC show yesterday in an effort to consolidate enough support to beat Democratic frontrunner Zoran Mamdani. Cuomo directly asked Rosenberg's listeners to vote for him instead of the Republican Sliwa, saying he can't win. Sliwa, who has his own WABC talk show, says the Cuomo pitch reeks of desperation. Mamdani, meanwhile, talked about the Thursday night debate yesterday, saying he felt it went well and that Cuomo still has a narrow path to victory. Coming up Monday morning at 10:30, Andrew Cuomo sits down for a one-on-one interview with our own Susan Richard, live across all 1010 Wins social media platforms. Is accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione a political pawn? Well, it's an issue in his defense.
Lawyers for Luigi Mangione want the federal judge to toss the indictment or take the death penalty charge off the table. They say remarks and posts by the White House and Department of Justice officials are preventing their client from getting a fair trial. And they say the officials are using Mangione for political gain. A quote from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Mangione hunted down a married man, a father of two. A post from a White House account calling Mangione a pure assassin. No trial date has been set for either a state or federal trial. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Big walk for a good cause in Central Park today. It's the annual Caring Kind New York City Alzheimer's Walk. Eleonora Tornatore-Mikesh is the president and CEO of Caring Kind, formerly known as the Alzheimer's Association New York City Chapter. She tells 1010 Winds, this is a very special day.
We see people banding together with their family because of somebody that they either have lost or has recently been diagnosed. It's an emotional day. It's an iconic day for Caring Kind, but it's an emotional day. For some, it's a memorial, and for others, it's a day of education and connecting.
The event starts at 9:30 a.m. at the Naumburg Bandshell. A scare on the East River yesterday afternoon, a sightseeing boat. This happened just before 4 p.m. Police say the boat lost power and ended up crashing into a walkway on South 3rd Street and Kent Avenue in Williamsburg. The Coast Guard and the FDNY brought the boat safely to Pier 36. No one was hurt. No word so far on why the boat lost power. Well, it started out in small theaters, and now a beloved Halloween show is coming home to a legendary venue.
J. Armstrong Johnson turned a Halloween album release party into one of New York's biggest theatrical events. I Put a Spell on You is now celebrating 10 years.
Yeah, it kind of got started as an album release party for an album that I recorded at 54 Below during spooky season. So we decided to make it a Halloween party. And we had the wigs and we had the costumes that we decided to do it again the following 2 years and move into a bigger theater so that we could add more choreography and staging. And it's just kind of grown from there.
The show's a Halloween party, concert, and Broadway spectacle all in one. And this year's 10th anniversary show takes over Webster Hall. Linda Lopez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The show is Monday. Tickets available at spellonunyc.com. Well, they thought the toughest thing they confront was a fact check, but a group of Wikipedia editors found themselves confronted by an armed suicidal man in a Manhattan meeting. This happened yesterday morning at a Wiki Conference North America at Civic Hall in Union Square. New York Times says well over 100 people were there listening to a speech when a guy draped in a multicolored flag rushed the stage, pulled a gun, and held it to his head, saying he was going to kill himself. Two members of the website's trust and safety team jumped into action. One, Richard Nipel, grabbed the gunman from behind. The other, Andrew Lee, grabbed his arm. No one was hurt. Man taken into custody. No word so far on his name or charges as of late yesterday. The rest of the day's events were canceled. The conference set to continue today. Oh, and the Wikipedia page about the conference has already been updated to include the incident. Trump administration taking a new smack at the city with a stop work order on the 34th Street busway. In a letter this week to city and state DOT, Federal Highway Administration head Sean McMaster ordered them to stop construction till a meeting between the feds and state and local agencies. Project doesn't use federal money, but the Daily News reports the highway agency says it's a principal artery and it's unclear if the busway project can accommodate commercial traffic. MTA Chair Jenna Lieber.
I think it's a little bizarre how much they want to get into, like, the day-to-day traffic of New York. I mean, it's like, next, what are you going to have to apply to the Secretary of Transportation if you want to have a block party?
Officials say they have paused work. Unclear what will happen next.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.